Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, Taser Time Success Saturday, week number one. We're doing a 30-day challenge. This is actually our first show for Success Saturday, and I'm looking forward to inspiring you guys to think bigger and look for better things in your life. There's so many people who live in the here and now, and you know, they complain and they blame and they don't take action to make their life the quality of life that they want. And I want to help light that fire inside of you. We all have it. Just some of us are able to project it into the direction that we want it to go instead of letting it burn us. I want to start the show with playing this challenge for you, for those of you who have not went to the YouTube and heard it. So I am going to go ahead and do that really quick.
Hello, it's Cynthia Taser, and I just want to challenge you guys for the next 30 days to click the link that's below in the comments and go for a walk at the end of the night, or end of the evening, I mean, like before, when everything starts to cool off, and listen to this for 30 days. I want you to leave in the comments what it's done for you, what the most inspiring thing that you heard on there was. I'm telling you that you listen to it once, you're going to be inspired. If you listen to it over and over 30 days, it's going to go into the subconscious of your mind. Like, you're going to be inspired. You're going to remember this when you're having a bad day. Like, listen to this. I just started day one, and I've done this stuff before, and I'm telling you, go walk every day with me. Comment on the comments below, like, what you're doing each day to make it better. Let's start like a viral thread of like fucking success here. This is our first challenge and we're going to do it for 30 days. And I hope you guys join me, and I look forward to the success you find in your life by hanging out with fucking crazy Tasers. Anyway, make sure that you tune in to Taser Time Radio. I just started working with a couple producers to do some awesome shit, and you're going to love it, and you're going to want to sponsor it, and you're going to want to be a part of it, and you can be a part of it. I do a hump day. We have a hump day, Wacky Wednesdays on Taser Time Radio, hump day, where we do our adult show. We are getting ready to start a new Music Monday, and that's going to just be releasing albums for a fucking drop, for like the first time ever heard. You guys are going to hear it on Taser Time Radio. It's going to be super cool. I have a producer out of Atlanta, Chase the Beast. Him and his wife, Alyssa Black Pro, are going to be working with me to make some shit happen. It's already happening, and we're already making it happen, but we're going to let you know what we're doing. As you guys know, like, I do work my ass off all the time, and you get little spigots here and there, and then some of you just have no fucking clue, and you think I'm cool, and you want to hog all my time and not pay for it. But those of you who aren't paying for it, I hope to fuck that you're retweeting my shit, that you're sharing my stuff. And the ones who are sponsoring the crazy stuff that I do, I thank you so hard for working so hard to help me accomplish my dreams. And I thank you for all of the fun that we have and the time you pick me up when I'm down. But make sure that you guys follow me. Every Wednesday, the show is the adult show, 619-924-0897. If you want to listen while we're live, if you want to join in to our live call, we do take callers on every show that we're actually live and it's not pre-recorded, which is most every Wednesday is going to be live, unless that prior engagement. But press 1 if you want to join the show, if you have something to say, if you have a suggestion, if you just want to give a shout out. We'll give you a little couple of minutes of fame. Just 619-924-0897, press number 1. The other thing is that the new Music Mondays, we're going to have, if you want to sponsor a different thing, like if you want to be a part of it, if you want your album to be released on New Music Monday, if you want to be produced, we're going to set up an email for all of that. And let me think, something else. 6th Saturday. I am going to start 6th Saturday. The first one is going to be about the link in the comments and our 30-day challenge. That's going to be the first episode. I want to if I get enough people, I'll start it this Saturday, but I want you to comment on there. Send me a message to CynthiaTaser@gmail.com. Comment on here that you want to be a part of it and you sent me an email. And in your email, include what is the most important thing that you got out of your first time listening to it, or and then also put your phone number. And then each week we're going to call in and we're going to talk about, like, you know, our 30-day challenge and what this particular YouTube link inspired us to do in our lives, change in our lives, and, like, what is the most important thing that you got out of this particular YouTube video. Like, you're going to get something different out of it every time you listen to it. So I want to see, like, what's important to you the first time you hear it. And then I want to see, like, what's important to you, you know, after you've been listening to it for a week. Like, what are the quotes that, because you're going to recognize these quotes and they're going to stick in your head. Like, and they're going to be more and more deeply ingrained in your subconscious as the weeks go on and it's more times that you listen to it, which is hopefully 6 to 7 days at least. But we're going to call in and we're going to do a Success Saturday show. And you can call in and, you know, talk about the positive influence that these challenges are doing in your life and just be a part of, you know, making your life better. And we're going to have some awesome causes that we can, you know, benefit through the success that we're seeing in our lives. You know, you'd be able to sponsor the show. You know, even every little bit counts, but we want to do big things, help the communities, help the people who, you know, there are a lot of people who need help in our country, and the government's not going to do it. So be the change that you want to see. I want to see great changes in your life, and I want you to join me on my journey, and I'm going to start with this 30-day challenge, because you've got to get the ball rolling with your fist up to the fire in your pants. All right, see ya. Cynthia Taser, Taser Time, hashtag Taser Time Radio, always, please, please, please. And blogtalkradio.com/CynthiaTaser, you can find us.
Okay.
So that was, I can hear the sound echoing. There we go. That was the video that we put up on YouTube on our Taser Time Radio channel. That just describes the challenge that we are talking about today. And I'm going to play just a small clip of the actual video that we are discussing, since we got the explanation out of the way. And then I'll be back to you just to tell you more.
Go study the guy. Study the guy. Most people who can have these unbelievable workouts.
All right. All right. Echo. There, the echo is gone. Oh my goodness. One of these days, I will completely figure out and master Blog Talk Radio. This is actually only eighth show that I've done, and it's so crazy how when you put your mind to something and you put your passion in it, how you can accomplish great things. I've been blocked on Facebook for the majority of my radio show, and still only in 7 episodes, we have managed to get in 28 countries. 28 countries. It's pretty phenomenal, considering, you know, I just started out with an idea of one show. Now we've got two. We're working on possibly two additional, for a total of 4 shows. Right now you'll be able to hear us on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, so make sure you tune in. blogtalkradio.com/CynthiaTaser. The number is 619-924-0897. If you want to be a part of the live, like if you want to listen to it live instead of waiting for it to archive, or if you want to be a part of the radio, I'll give you a shout-out. Call in. Let me know what you represent. I'm down for helping other people become successful as well. So out of this 30-day challenge, I'm looking for, like, you know, somebody who's dedicated. You are – okay, so the one main quote that I had gotten out of the challenge is, I am my own problem. I am my own solution. So the guy was saying that, you know, like, the things around you, like, you're not supposed to let them affect you. If you let them affect you, then that's your problem. Like, you did that. So, you know, like, say you woke up and the power wasn't on and you got all pissed off because you couldn't get ready for work the way you wanted to get ready for work, and then the rest of your day sucks. That's your fucking problem. You're the one that allowed that to affect you. I have to remember that this is not Taser Time. This is Success Saturday, and it is rated for everyone. So if you are calling into Success Saturday, remember that we do have to leave our pants on for this episode because it is rated for everyone so we can reach more people and not be so regulated. But you are in control of your future. What affects you is what you allow to affect you. Your feelings need to be put in check. Like, instead of allowing your feelings to control your life, you need to control your feelings. So many people are not successful because they live on an emotional roller coaster every day of how they feel. Well, I don't feel like doing it. I'm tired. I don't feel good, so I'm not going to get up today. I don't like that, so I'm not going to do it. I don't know how I would feel about that, so it never gets done. Stop letting your feelings control your life. That's going to be like one of the big ones, is that, you know, you are your own problem. Like the episode that we listened to on YouTube, and I'm going to pull it up so that I can give it credit. And I do need to put that on there. But you are your own problem. You're also your own solution. You have the power. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. You have the power. It's actually called the YouTube video that we're listening to for this month that we're going to use tidbits of and just, you know, use that to inspire us for this 30 days is Change Your Mind and Become Successful. It's the best motivational videos compilation for 2017 and is hosted by the channel Be Inspired. It has over 6 million views. So obviously, I suggest getting your blood flowing while you're listening to this video. Don't just sit on a couch and listen to the words. Get up, go. You know, the video is 35 minutes, so walk until the video is half over, and then turn around and walk back home. By the time you get home, you are going to be so inspired because not only are you going to be hearing the words, but you're going to be thinking about the words. You're going to be feeling the words. If you're going to be feeling it go through your blood, like your blood's going to be pumping. You're going to be walking faster. When the little parts inspire you, your pace is picking up. Just the experience alone of being able to feel the difference in changes when something inspires you, you're going to be able to be more aware of that and be able to direct that power into things that you want to accomplish. You know, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of waking up and being like, oh, I'm tired. I'm just going to go back to bed. You know, I don't have anything that I have to do. Which brings me to another quote in the video where it says, we all get what we have to have. We don't get as much of what we want. And the reason for that is when we have to have something, we have to have it. We get up and regardless, we are relentless about getting it because we have to have it. We can't live without it. When you take that same energy that you get when you have to have something and apply it to the things that you want to have, I'm telling you, the amount of success that you're going to see in your life just by using that mental directive and directing the change to the things that you want, it's going to be crazy. I'm so excited to be able to hear stories about, you know, just this one 30-day challenge that we're doing. You know, what was the quote that stuck out to you for the first week? Like, when you listened to that video, what was that one quote that, you know, that kept going over and over in your mind? To me, it was two. It was the two that I just described to you. It was, I am my own problem. I am my own solution. You are the only one that's getting in the way of your success. The things that happen around you, that's life. You are the one that's allowing the life around you to affect you. We all live in this world. We all share this world. But to each individual, we all have our own life. And you are in charge of what you allow in your life. If there's negativity in your life, that's your problem. You allowed it. If there's drama in your life, you allowed it. If there's sorrow in your life, you allowed it. If there's lack of success in your life, it's because you allowed it. You are in control of your destiny. And until you decide that you understand that, you will always allow other things to be in control. You have to gain control. The second one was, and so I got a caller, and I'm excited to bring her on the line. I'm so excited. The other one was that so many people have everything that they have to have, but they don't have as much as what they want to have. So, you know, those two things were the quotes that inspired me by listening to this. And I'm going to go ahead and bring this number on the line. I'm pretty sure this is Alyssa. Hey, what's up?
Hello, darling. Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, hello. I did. Did you get a chance to listen to the video?
I haven't yet. I've been fiddling with volume one of the other thing that we're doing.
Heck yeah. Guys, in case you haven't heard of, which I'm sure you did if you've listened to this episode so far, because I played the challenge instructions and I name dropped this particular person. She is going to be helping with a lot of stuff with the Taser Time Radio, and I'm glad that she was able to pull on with Success Saturdays, because we're just basically talking about, you know, inspiring people, what motivates us, you know, just a little different information. Like the two main quotes that I was just explaining that I got, and I don't know how much of the call you heard, was that from listening to this 35-minute video, you know, when you walk and listen to it, you're going to be able to, like, feel your pace incline. When things inspire you, it's so crazy because you'll notice, you're like, wow, I'm walking a lot faster than I just was, and I was tired 2 minutes
definitely.
Ago. You know?
Yeah.
Then the two main quotes that I got out of it were that I am my own problem and I am my own solution. And I was just talking about how, like, you know, when we wake up, like, we all live in this world and share it together, but each individual has their own life. We have our own separate life, and it's our choice, entirely our choice, what we allow to happen in our life. Like, a lot of people don't understand that. They allow life to happen to them because they're living – They're not controlling their own life. They're allowing other people's lives to control them. And they're
right. They live on autopilot, like just watching the TV or like just
expecting
anything,
something to just happen. Like it's just
stuff
gonna
around
fall out
them.
Of the sky.
Exactly, but nothing's gonna fall out of the sky unless you make way towards the mountains to be able to catch it.
Right. You gotta be at the top if you're gonna get the top. Oh, and you gotta be at the top. You know, like, dude's gonna get the leftovers. I'm telling you, there's probably not gonna be very many breadcrumbs left from the people who are thirsty and hungry and want it. The other quote that I got was that we have everything of what we have to have, but we don't have everything that we want to have. And the mental that it put me on was just that. You know, we can project our feelings, and we can project our energy, and we can project it either we can hold it in us and it can, like, you know, just eat us, or we can project it in a direction. And the amount of energy and the mental that we use with something that we have to have, we're savage. If we have to have it and we've made up our mind that we have to have it, we're going to affect other people's lives until we get it, you know? Like, there's going to be nothing
exactly
to stop us. Like, you know, like the guy that's running the race and he sees that he's about to lose, so he kicks the guy, you know, he kicks something underneath the guy's foot next to him. Like, that's the kind of message. That's how we get what we have to have. But if we could take that same focus and filter that same energy and thought process in the things that we want to have, we would have so much more of the things that we wanted to have, because we would have decided
exactly
that we had to have them.
Yeah.
And so many people are just like, you know, they just sit around and wait, and they just don't understand that that's their power. Like, you were,
or they might even talk
birth
about it.
They do a lot of talking about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? What is the one main thing, like, when you feel like you're completely, like, at your end, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're just like, I don't want to get out of bed. Like, what is the thing that gets you up? Like, what is the one quote or what is the one, you know, thing that drives you? Cause
it depends. It's kind of changes from day to day, but, I mean, there's, like, I definitely remember, oh, my plants are out there. I got to go, you know, check on my plants and make sure they're watered. And so, and then there's, you know, like today, this video, I was like, man, I got to, like, finish this shit, because I'm, like, halfway through this. So, and I kind of felt bad going to bed, but I was like, I wanted to be a fresh mind when I started back working on it. So, yeah, it was like, you know, there are a couple different projects that I'm really excited about. Like this one, for instance, I really want Taser Radio to be a success, and I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Deadlines is kind of it for you. Like having that, like, you know, just that I have to do this, you know, that's what pushes you. I'm kind of the same way, because like, if I don't have to do something, you know, and that's kind of why I wanted to start this segment of the show, because we are in control of that. Like, if we can, you know, I was talking to my photographer yesterday, and he was like, mm-hmm, you know, I used to work, and I used to come home, and I used to just get nothing done. Like, I didn't get the stuff done that the house needed to get done, so the house was falling
right
apart, and I didn't get the stuff done,
oh, no,
that, you know, my wood shop needed to get done, so I was, like, falling behind on my business. He was like, but I notice now that I get a lot more that I want to get done than what I have to get done. And it all comes with, you know, he gets a lot more done now that he wants to get done than before that he had to get done. So, like, because he wasn't also incorporating things that he wanted to do in his life to bring that positivity around, the things that he had to do that he didn't want to do were, like, weighing him down. And, like, a lot of times I know that people are like, well, I don't have the money for it, or I don't have the time for it. But, you know, the fact is we make time for things that are important to us. Like, we make time to go to the bathroom. You know, we have to do that. Like, you know,
you have to
take care of your mental. You know, you have to. Like, if you don't, then you're going to have, the, like, a pretty crappy life. Like, you have to find, like, something. Like, even if it's once a week or once a month, even if it's 5 minutes or an hour, like, you have to have.
Yeah, five minutes a day, just take a break. Just go breathe.
Yeah, or, like, you know,
sometimes
before you get
to
in the shower, soak in the tub for 5 minutes. It's amazing how just putting some Epsom salt and candles around your tub will, like, just invigorate you and just, like, you know, just help you to feel better. Like, if you don't feel good and your mind isn't, like, where it needs to be, like, there's nothing that you're going to be able to do that is going to reward you. You know, you definitely have to have that little time. And that's how I am. Like, I have been, and then that's another one of the reasons that I started the radio, because I'm a super procrastinator. Like, I'm like, oh, I got, like, 2 weeks. And then, like, the last 3 days, I'm, like, cramming everything that I should have been doing for 2 weeks. So that, not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, crap, why did I do this? And I'm sick of asking myself that. So I started the Taser Time Wednesday to keep me more accountable, because then, like, I have to be punctual or the show doesn't start, you know? And
right,
you've got to
be on time.
Especially. On time is late
5 minutes early is on time because you never know when papers are going to happen.
And people are going to be waiting on you and expecting that and relying on you. And you're just like, what?
I have like a couple of shows that I kind of pre-recorded because of, like, my schedule just won't allow me to do it. And I'm actually thinking about going live out at a show.
You know, and just doing like a random show just because I think it'd be really cool to have everybody on out there. But, you know, so definitely having like a deadline for both of us, that's a major one for me. If I have a deadline, I am like, move out the way, like, don't step in front of me when I'm trying to walk through the house. Just, I'm beast mode, you know? And I think
I know all about beast mode.
I like, my kids are like, my mom will eat your head off. If she's trying to get something done, stay away from her.
That's funny.
So definitely, but I think that, you know, we could apply that beast mode to a lot more spots in our life. And, you know, another big quote, and I've listened to a lot of very well-known success people like Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, John C. Maxwell, Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins. You know, there's a lot of them. The list is really
Jonathan
endless.
Parker is a good one. That's old school, though.
It is old school, but hey, how did our country become so successful? Like, we have to take the knowledge from. I mean, we're going to have to come up with our own knowledge and apply our own stuff. But we take knowledge that we learn and we make it our own. Like, we, you know, filter it into something that we understand and that applies to us and that is good for us. Like, I've read, you know, books on like selling pans door to door. And it had nothing to do with anything that I was doing, but you can take so much information out of, you know, the success of someone else and apply it to your own life. It doesn't have to be, well, this book's boring me, you know, I don't have anything to do with this guy selling pots and pans. I think that was Zig Ziglar, pans door to door, you know, but I mean, look at the man. He was so successful that he's left a legacy and he still is selling books and tapes and CDs and holding seminars in the name of his son, you know. I mean, it's in his name, but his son is still letting his legacy live on and inspire and motivate people. And, you know, that's kind of what I want to do. You know, I want to build an empire that my kids can be proud of and take, you know, into their lives and continue on. And so where they're not, that's another quote that was out of the YouTube link that I listened to, was that, prayed for it. I hate when that happens. Okay, I was talking about leaving a legacy for my children and something that they can live on to. I don't know, I'll come back to it. But basically, you know, like that's what it was. You know, if you're not going forward and you're not going backwards and you're sitting still, you're going backwards because everybody else is out there running to get everything.
And time is moving forward and the world keeps on turning. If you're just sitting there, technically you're moving backwards because everything else is going on around you and you're just getting away.
Right? It's like being on one of those moving sidewalks at the airport. You're just standing still.
You're still moving. Right.
You can get there a lot faster if you walk with the moving sidewalk, and it feels like you're running, and it's super weird. But, you know, why stand still? Like, why wake up and just sit around all day because you have nothing to do? Like, you know, people, there's someone to park it in front of the TV all day, and then, like, you know, there's not
enough to nothing.
What did reality TV teach you about the Kardashians today?
Oh, goodness, don't get me started.
Oh, I don't even know what's up with that family. Like, I was seeing that, I saw in the news that Justin Bieber, whatever the hell you say his last name,
he
ran over a paparazzi. I don't know if that's what I thought. I'm like, move out the way. But when you read the article, it said, in the middle of the article as it's talking about it, it says the Kardashians were also at the scene, but they had nothing to do with it, and they were later spotted at blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why were they even mentioned? Because just because they're at the same party? I guess that was negative publicity for both of them. I'm like, not all publicity is good publicity. I have people all the time that are like, oh, I want you to do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not associating with that individual because, you know, like, it's not all good.
Yeah, you have to, because you're guilty by association, aren't you?
Yes, you are who you hang with. You will only be 5% more successful
right.
than the 10% more successful than the 5 main people you surround yourself with. So if you look at your 5 main mm-hmm. friends and see who they are and where they are, you can see a glimpse into your future. Does it scare you?
Yeah, really. Don't forget to look
right.
in that mirror, too.
Yes, yes. Right. Every day, another thing that I learned is, you know, I will do this. Nothing will stop me. Positive affirmation is another huge, huge, huge key to success. You can't allow, because there's enough people in this world that are going to tell you you can't and you're not worth it, and who do you think you are? And especially the further at the top of the ladder that you climb, the more people are going to tell you that you're trash, you're this, you're that. You know, anything that they can do to try to bring you back down to their level, because people don't like people being successful when they're lazy.
Yeah, true. Very true. And they will, like crabs in a barrel, try to bring you down even further and step on top of you because they think that's how it has to be, but it's not.
It's not. There's so much out there for everybody, and it just is so sad that, like, our society alone is, like, you know, the media, everything focuses so much on the negative. And it's true that, like,
mm-hmm.
negative impacts you. You remember negative way, 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 way longer than you ever remember positive stuff. But that shouldn't be the focus, you know? Like, I wish that we had, like, a news channel that, there might be a different show, but I'm just saying, like, I wish that we had, like, something that reported the positive things happening in the community. Like, you see events that are, like, benefits for blah, 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 and da-da-da, but you don't see, like, the outcome posted. Like, there's no reporter walking around saying, oh, I know you had an event for, you know, so-and-so because they had cancer and needed treatment. Were they able to get treatment? You know, what was their journey? Like, what did you accomplish? There's none of that. Like, there's so many positive things would be, you know, and so many more people would probably go to these benefits if there was someone who's like...
If there was more,
you know,
highlight on the positive. I totally agree.
Yeah, and it makes me... I have not watched TV, and people think I'm weird. Like, I have a 50-inch TV in my living room. I have Netflix on it. I watch movies every once in a while. I don't watch TV. I don't like, the commercials. I don't think my kids should be watching.
Oh, I hate commercials.
Right? And the news, like, I mean, I lived in Florida for 12 years, and it was nothing to wake up on the daily. Let's see, we had a serial rapist down there who was, like, going in people's windows while we were sleeping and doing that. And then we have, like, people, like, chopped up in the lake inside of a suitcase floating around gator-infested water. And I'm like, you know, it was every day in Florida. You would have stuff like that. I mean, that happens around here, and it's viral, you know. That's, like, the daily news down there. And it made me stop watching TV. Like, you can't have negative does not, I mean, it doesn't make your life positive, that's for sure. So, like, definitely... If you are, you know, and even if you are parked in front of the TV and you're wanting to relax, stretch, you know, use that time to just, I mean, I'm not going to, like, condone yoga or anything, but, like, stretch out, like, you know, let your body relax and stretch. You'll find peace and, like, solace in that, too, and you have to have your body, and you have to take care of yourself.
Oh, and you know what? I love the part where you were talking about how Mother Nature and getting out in nature and putting your feet like on the ground. And
Yes, that's really the natural energy. We were created into the wilderness. You know, God didn't make houses. He made people who made houses. But he provided us shelter in the trees and the caves and the, you know, showers and the water. It feels, you know, as grimy and as it is to swim around in fish poopy water, like, you always feel great after a day at the pond, you know? Like, it probably even more so than a day at the pool, because you're getting like, the mud, vitamins, the stuff from the earth that we were meant to have in any sort of contact outside. Like, I notice if I feel like crap, I'll just go sit outside in a lawn chair for even 10 minutes, and I come back in, and I'm like, oh, why did I come back in, you know? Like, you can feel that it's time for you, and, like,
yeah,
I love being outdoors. I'm about to go take my kids on a hike through the bluff. Like, I'm going to try to download that 35-minute thing to my phone
right,
so that I can listen to it because I don't have service. But, you know, I'm gonna go hiking. Like, there's no better feeling. Like, if you don't want to go walk in the sun, go walk in the forest, man. There's, like, natural breezes.
Yeah,
natural
trees.
Like,
the trees are so
your
good.
Your oxygen.
For you.
Yes,
uh-huh.
they create the oxygen. Like, get your focal back. Like, being in the
get
city,
your nature
we have
on.
Such bad.
Right?
Get your gypsy hippie out. Rock out with your hippie. Take care of every aspect of your body, like, you know, your mind, your spirit, you don't have to be religious to be spiritual. You don't have to go to church in order to have, like, contact with, like, the power that be. Like, there's obviously something out there that's bigger than what we are. There's more than what is in the world. We would
right.
have Area 51 if there wasn't.
Hey, let's not get started. That's another show. That's another show.
Right. But the show is about, you know, making people think, like, what's out there? What's out there for you? Like, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to accomplish? I know that I want to live to inspire. I want to live to not impress, but to impress upon. I want, you know, people to not necessarily remember me because I'm me, but remember me because I made a difference in their life. It's so awesome to, like, you know, I get messages and the more, you know, like, but the ones that I, and so, like, things like that, you know, like, when I do have people hating on me for, like, my photos and stuff, I'm like, I just know that there's so many more people that are smiling than are hating. And I've even had people tell me that, you know, they wanted to commit suicide, and they didn't do it because, you know, I've brought joy into their life. I've given them a purpose, like, not necessarily, like, that, you know, that, like, they're living because of me, but they in a way are, because they
were able to find,
they've realized that there are better ways to do things, and there are,
yeah,
you know, different ways of thinking. And, you know, maybe it was that one positivity and then in the world of negative, and you never know who you're going to impact, like, who you are directly going to impact by the things that you do. So that's another big thing. When you're trying to become successful, just don't think about yourself. Like, think about the people around you. I was taught a long time ago that you will become successful helping other people become successful. You only have so many hours in your day, so many days in your week, so many weeks in your month, so many months in your year. And
But yeah, look how we met.
That's
I
fun.
Mean.
Yeah, I mean, a total blessing, because, like, how I was saying, like, one person alone can only accomplish so much stuff. Like, I have so much more to offer the world than what I do. So much more. So much more. But I'm so limited. There are not very many people who are like-minded, like, you know. I was born me, you, and a few other, we are a different breed. Like, you know, we have a different mindset. We have more of an accountability to our work. You know, how you were saying that, you know, you've kind of finished the volume one show for us three times and kept on crashing it because you're like, it's not good enough.
Well, no, I only had one draft. There was only one draft, but I just couldn't, you know. I stopped last night halfway, but I'm almost done with it. I just wanted to call you. Get on here, but yeah, it's an accountability, and then also there's so much hate in the world, and like there's so much hatering, and like it's horrible. Like people need to love, and like you said, help each other and become successful with each other, because there's so much for us all to do, but we don't all have the same abilities, and or you know, it's sometimes it can be a good fit when there's people who can do things that can help you that you can help them, and then it makes things easier for everybody, so it's cool, you know, like.
Do Alyssa Black Pro, follow her on Twitter. It is adult content, so make sure that, you know, because this is a public show that, I mean, if you have a Twitter, you should probably be an adult anyway. It's basically like a porn club. It's not really kid-friendly zone. I'm just saying. Don't let your kids on Twitter. But if you are 18 or older, feel free to follow Cynthia Taser or Alyssa Black Pro. She works with a music producer. They have a full multimedia production company. If you're an up-and-coming artist, up-and-coming model, up-and-coming anything, she can help you get up-and-coming. And you can add some pun to that. It was totally not intended. keeping it clean. Good is not good enough when great is possible. Don't allow yourself to be mediocre. I'm not really trying to get biblical, but even in the Bible says lukewarm will be spit out of his mouth. He doesn't want anybody that's lukewarm. Another thing, set yourself on fire and people will pay to watch you burn. You have to let that fire inside of you shine. Quit smoldering the fire inside of you. Everyone is born with it. If you smolder a fire, what does it do? It will smoke you out. That's why your life sucks. Quit smoldering your fire. Let your fire burn. Quit letting your boss tell you that you're not good enough. Quit letting your wife tell you that you can't do something. If you want it, go for it. You're going to lose people along the way. I've lost a lot of really good friends in my life because they didn't see the same picture, vision, goal that I did. Most of them are strung out on drugs now, and I'm not sad that I lost them out of my life. I hope that one day it does a complete circle and I can re-inspire them and they can get clean and whatever. But, you know, you have to go for what you want. You have to know, like that movie Boiler Room, where he says, you know, you can be a millionaire. You can be a millionaire. You have to choose to be a millionaire. You have to choose to not allow anyone to tell you you cannot be a millionaire. You have to put your hater blockers on. You know, there are going to be many people, many, many, many people. The more you do, the more they're going to tell you you can't do it. No one is born with raw talent. Very, very, very few people are born with raw talent. Michael Jordan did not get to where he was, you know, just because he's good at basketball. He failed. He failed, he failed, he failed, and he failed again, and again, and again, and again. And he learned from those failures on how not to do it, just like the light bulb and electricity. You know, how many times did he get burnt, literally burnt trying, you know? And because he didn't give up, we're able to have this radio station today. Because people didn't give up. Because people didn't let someone tell them that they can't do it. People will only tell you that you can't do something that they can't do. Just because they're not capable of it and they don't believe in themselves don't mean you can't. If you can think it and you can believe it, you can achieve it. And I wish I knew where all these quotes came from, but they're definitely not mine. I've read them. I've heard them. They've been stomped into my head. You know, like I said, Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, there are many self-help motivational speakers out there,
And I have had the pleasure of, you know, being ingrained with this success. I hope that we can get other business people on here, you know, and I want to give recognition to those people who do have those quotes. You know, when I ran, I was, you know, basically just told that I couldn't do it because of where they recruited me from out of the adult industry. And then I was told that I wouldn't be any good at it, and it wasn't safe for me. Well, within 4 months, I became the number one rep. Within 6 months, I became the only rep ever to be promoted into the office that I was hired into. I ran the number one market in the entire country for like a year and a half. I opened 5 markets from people that I hired, trained, motivated, and led, all while being number one. I was yelled at every day because I'm the leader. It's my fault everyone else failed. Because I should set the bar higher so that everybody else will reach higher. I was still being told, as a number one, that I was a failure because, you know, I had markets that, you know, yeah, I might be generating $20,000 a week, but there were other markets that were only generating $3,000 or $4,000 because they thought that the best was only generating $20,000. So they thought that since they weren't the best and they were new, that $3,000 was good enough for them. So it was my fault that I did not paint a bigger vision for them. And as a leader, I take that fault, you know, and not that that motivated me. And it pissed me off enough to motivate me. You have to let your fire burn. You know, they did that for a purpose, for a reason. They wanted to make me mad because when you're mad, you go after something. When you're told you're not good enough, you make it a point to prove that you're good enough. Let all this negativity and all this crap people tell you when they say you're not good enough, or they say, oh, well, you know, whatever. Whatever they say, let it fuel your fire. They're giving you the fuel you need to be better than them. And you just have to go after that. I ended up opening 5 markets. I ended up promoting 3 people to be my boss because I was a girl. The company wouldn't promote me to be a regional because then they had to hire HR department, which automatically, just even if they only had 1 person in HR, it would have been like $17,000 for the 1 year, you know, for them to pay. So they didn't want to have to deal with the co-ed regional retreat. So I ended up becoming the only district manager in the entire company. I got recruited to a different company and shut like 5 markets down or something. That is what I heard. This company that I got recruited to got sued for $500,000 and lost. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to have a crappy product. I'm not going to have a late product. I'm not going to have a crappy boss. I'm going to be my own boss. You can make that decision. I have not punched the time clock in over 10 years, you know, except for the 3 months that I tried to prove to a man that I was good enough for him. You only have to ever prove something to yourself. If someone wants you to be different than who you are, they don't belong in your life. It doesn't matter if they're your mom, your dad, your cousin, your best friend, your boss. If they want you to be something different, then you only have one life to live. Life is so short. Live your life. Be successful. Do what you want to do. If you have a goal of going to an event, you know, figure out a way to get there. Do what inspires you. Find out what inspires you. Do those things. You know, we only got about 10 minutes left of our hour. Like I said, you know, time goes by so fast. You can't let time slip through your hands. That's your life. Slipping through your hands and you're allowing it. You have to grab onto that. You have to, you know, use whatever fuels people are giving you. I don't care if it's a gum wrapper that they're throwing at you or a log. Take that. Take it and throw it in your fire. Let that burn. Let it, not like Usher, but let it burn. I still can't quit thinking about it. But last week's episode on Paying for Time, Wednesday show was that was so epic. It was so funny. I'm still laughing about last week's show. And I can't wait for this Wednesday. Alyssa's going to be joining us. This Wednesday, 5:30, Taser time. State number 619-924-0897. Share that number with your friends. Share that number with your friends. Press number 1 if you want to join the show. I know that a lot of times people are like, man, I called and I was on hold forever. Well, you have to press number 1. You're either going to listen when you call the number or you're going to press number 1 to join the show. So make sure you press number 1.
that everything going on with Taser Time Radio has already hit over 28 countries. That's huge. In 7 weeks, and I've been blocked off of Facebook. I can't wait to get back on Facebook. It's going to be insane. Like, half of my fans are like, where are you? We miss you.
No, I put a message in there today for everybody to come follow you on Twitter, so.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of people that were
advisory.
Like. There were a couple of people like, that's why she's not been here. Like, yeah, sorry. Facebook sucks.
Yes. But we're going to get around that. We're going to get around that because we got Alyssa's husband, the Beast, music producer, is going to grace me with the opportunity to use some music so that I can actually do what I need to do and not get in trouble for pleasing my fans and doing what I do best, and that's being me. So shout out to Tease the Beast and their production. Like I said, you know, make sure you hit Alyssa Black Pro is her name on Twitter. Pretty much just Google her even, and I'm sure you can find a lot of different ways to hit her up on social media. Google is your best friend. The only stupid question is the one not asked, and only a smart person will admit that they don't know something. If you don't know something, go to Google. I hate it when people post on Facebook, hey, blah, blah, blah. Trying to get somebody to answer a question. Well, you know what? You'd have already heard an answer and not had to wait for an hour for 12 wrong answers if you would have just used Google.
Right.
Facebook,
it's called.
Question.
Yeah, because you're going to get a bunch of wrong answers probably. Like,
yeah,
those little math
like,
problems
well,
I see sometimes.
Like, that's how you filter out the winners from the losers. If you're asking for help on Facebook and it's not for likes, honey, you have got your life wrong. Google.
Yeah.
Is like my
Why didn't you
friend.
Ask Siri?
Yes. Somebody. Oh my gosh. I don't have an iPhone, but I have had little Siri question sessions with some friends, and she has some pretty funny answers sometimes.
Oh, she does have some creative answers sometimes.
You're like, that is not my responsibility to tell you. Which is creepy in itself, but that just goes to show that someone didn't give up, you know? The fact that we have a damn voice to man that can provide almost a personality of answers for you is insane. And now we have Snooks delivering groceries, which I think that they should have done a long time ago, because we have so many elderly people, so many handicapped people, so many people without driver's license. This should have been happened a long time ago. But on Taser Time Radio right now, I'm going to talk about success. Success would be allowing them to call an order, because most people that are going to need you to deliver the groceries are not going to be able to use a computer, because we're talking about our elderly that don't have people to help them, who they didn't have computers when they were kids. They don't know how to use them. So I couldn't help but listen to a commercial and how limited it was, because like, you have to go online and sign up and da da da. Why? You know, most people, you know, that have, you know, the limited ability to get to the store, go to the store to get the same things every time. There should be a database at the store. So the next time they go to the store, they can leave their weekly list, and if they need to make a change on their weekly list, then they can call in and ask something. I mean, because I'm pretty sure that the thing is not being utilized like they want it to be utilized, and so the extra staff that they've hired are actually just sitting around doing nothing, and it would be productive if they had other alternative methods. But, you know, they want to still rely on technology because, you know, that's big government, and then they're pitting everybody against each other with the Jones effect and, you know, lack of communities helping communities anymore. And, you know, one of these days they're just going to shut off our technology and we're going to be like little zombies, zombie apocalypse, walking around.
We're
going to
be
stuck because we are not holding the phone, looking at the phone to walk. We're probably going to start walking into poles and stuff when they shut the phones off.
People won't know how to act. Yeah, these things are lifelines. Like, I've actually kind of reverted back to writing everything down again and, like, you know, keeping a nice paper trail, but, like, not letting it, you know, get loose, but keeping it there so I have it.
I'm going to burn it and
let it burn. I'm never going to think about that. Those three words ever the same ever again.
I just did this yesterday. I went on a notebook and I have a page, and that's a big thing too. Write down a to-do list. If you think about it, you forget it. If you write it down, you remember it. And if you do it, you own it. You teach it, you own it. That's another big quote. You have to have a to-do list. You're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
We don't know where you're going. Any place will do. You're just going to tread water. You might get one or two things done. But if you have a list of 15 things done and you only get 7 things done, that's a lot more than 2. And your days are going to be way more successful. Every night before you go to bed, write down the things that you want to accomplish for the next day. Every morning, write down your goals. They're just a dream and just a wish until you write them down. When you write them down, they become solid. They become goals. They become something that you work for. Write down your top 5 main goals, 5 short-term goals, 5 long-term goals. Look at those 10 goals every night before you go to bed, every morning before you wake up. And your subconscious will begin to, while you're sleeping, find ways to make you accomplish your goals. It's not just about what you're doing while you're awake and what you're doing voluntarily. There's things going on that you don't know about involuntarily while you're sleeping. Your mind is processing everything you did for that day and trying to figure out where to go next. While you're sleeping, your computer is cleaning itself. Like, while it's in sleep mode, it's still thinking. It's still moving. It's still going, whether you are or not. Question: what are you feeding your brain? What are you telling you? Are you telling it you can't, or are you telling it you can? Hopefully, after listening to this show, we only got about 3 minutes left, but hopefully after listening to this show, and it being our first one, you have thought of one or two different things that you're going to think about differently, that you're going to try, that you're going to do, that you want. Maybe you have a goal in mind that you've been wanting for a long time, and you just haven't done it because you've been worried about what other people think. I can just tell you right now that I could have been where I am now almost 20 years, 15 years ago to be exact. But I never did the things that I wanted to do because I was worried about what my family was going to think, what my friends were going to think. I was worried about everybody but myself. You are born into this world alone. You will die alone. In life, you will learn that if you want to accomplish something, you're going to have to do it on your own. So you can't rely on these other people's negative opinions on your life, you know. And if they become the thing that's bearing you down every day, you're going to have to block them. You're going to have to cut the cancer. If you knew you had cancer, you wouldn't just let it sit there and fester and kill you. That's what's happening. All this negativity around you is killing you. It's starving you. It's killing your dreams. You need to feed your dreams. Get rid of the negativity. You know, I've had to, you know, cut people out of my life. You know, I didn't talk to my family for like 2 years. They didn't even know I was alive because I was sick of them telling me that, you know, you can't. Well, after me being in Florida for 10 years, they support me wholeheartedly now. They, you know, they help watch my kids when I go to my events. They, you know, tell me they love me every time they talk to me. They didn't used to do that because they didn't love what I was doing, but they realize now that I'm going to do what I want to do regardless because I am me. They cannot change me for being me. They can only love me for who I am. And if they want to have me in their life, that's what they're going to do. They will love you for who you are. When they start to miss you, they're going to miss you for who you are. Not for who they want you to be. Everybody's going to want something different for you. But you have to find out what you want for your life, and you have to write that down, and you have to decide that no matter what, this is your life. You are in control of it. You determine your own destiny. Every choice you make, every decision you make, everything you do or don't do will directly affect your life for the rest of it. You cannot take back your actions or lack thereof, but you can decide today. You can decide today that you're going to change the way of living, so that you can change the quality of your life. And I'm going to leave it at that. Taser Time Radio. Look up Alyssa Black, Cynthia Taser. We will see you on Wednesday. Actually, we might even see you on Monday for New Music Monday. We got to get that together. But make sure you share it with your friends. Look up Taser Time Radio on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio /Cynthia Taser. Make sure you share our shows. I look forward to hearing you from the next time. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you later.